This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Meantime London Porter. It's a Category 12B Robust Porter. Now, this sort of bears some pointing out because most English examples that we find wind up being brown porters. You know, they don't tend to have a higher roasted character. However, this one might be somewhat of a throwback. It's a 6.5% ABV beer, which, you know, should raise eyebrows for those who know English beers, because they're usually not that strong. So let's check this out. It's got a medium brown color and is clear. It's not opaque. You know, it's sort of like the color of a Doppelbock. There's a real brown, deep, rich color to it. It's got a tall tan head. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma has a roasty black malt aroma, chocolate. There's some bready, caramely undertones. You know, a little sweetness along with that. There's low earthy hops, moderate esters. You know, there's quite a bit going on in here. The malt's multi-layered. The hops and the esters support well. I get the base malt there. I like that quite a bit. I'm going to give it a full score, 12. Tasting it, it's got a roasty chocolate flavor. The bitterness is medium to medium high. It's got sort of a bittersweet chocolate flavor. Medium hops flavor, moderate esters. There's a caramel sweetness to it. Yeah, the malt's pretty complex. Lots of different components that I'm getting cleanly. They're not clashing with each other. That's good. It's got sort of a dryish finish. The roast or black malt is drying it out somewhat. Sort of a malty palate. I like that a lot. I'll give it a 19. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium full body. Carbonation is pretty high, medium high. It's smooth. And I'm not really getting the alcohol. It's not coming through as warming or, you know, as noticeable. So that's pretty good in a 6.5% beer. 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, I think it's very authentic. It's got a great English character, wonderful malt flavors. The alcohol is hidden in all that. There's a little bit of sweetness in the finish that balances the roast and gives it sort of a bittersweet chocolate flavor, which is great in a porter. But it's got the bitterness and the sort of the black malt character that puts it in the robust category. The flavors are big but clean and pure. It would be interesting to try this one side by side with a Anchor Porter, because I think there's a lot of similarities there. It's a very good example. So, you know, people try to say, you know, as far as porters go, you know, American porters are robust and English porters are brown, and that's sort of the dividing line. You know that this is an exception to that rule. It's not really a rule, it's just more of an observation that more of the English porters tend to be brown and more of the American porters tend to be robust. And that's true. You can find some American brown porters, but if somebody gives you a porter in America, chances are it's going to be closer to the robust style than the brown style. Vice versa in English. You know, good luck finding a porter there for for starters. But if you do, chances are it won't have that bitterness and deep roast to it. And it would be really surprising to find one over there that had this kind of alcohol. So, guessing this is meant as an export product. It's a very good beer from the Greenwich Brewery. The Meantime London Porter, category 12B, robust porter. I got an overall impression of 9 and a total score of 48.